The home of the Little family was a pleasant place near a park in New York City. In the mornings, the sun streamed in through the east windows, and all the Littles were up early as a general rule. Stuart was a great help to his parents and to his older brother George because of his small size and because he could do things that a mouse can do and was agreeable about doing them. One day, when Mrs. Little was washing out the bathtub after Mr. Little had taken a bath, she lost a ring off her finger and was horrified to discover that it had fallen down the drain. "What had I better do?" she cried, trying to keep the tears back.
"If I were you," said George, "I should bend a hairpin in the shape of a fish hook and tie it onto a piece of string and try to fish the ring out with it."
So Mrs. Little found a piece of string and a hairpin, and for about a half hour she fished for the ring. But it was dark down the drain, and the hook always seemed to catch on something before she could get it down to where the ring was.
"What luck?"
inquired Mr. Little, coming into the bathroom.
"No luck at all," said Mrs. Little. "The ring is so far down, I can't fish it up."
"Why don't we send Stuart down after it?"
suggested Mr. Little.
"How about it, Stuart? Would you like to try?"
"Yes, I would," Stuart replied. "But I think I'd better get into my old pants. I imagine it's wet down there."
"It's all of that," said George, who was a trifle annoyed that his hook idea hadn't worked.
So Stuart slipped into his old pants and prepared to go down the drain after the ring. He decided to carry the string along with him, leaving one end in charge of his father.
"When I jerk three times on the string, pull me up," he said.
And while Mr. Little knelt in the tub, Stuart slid easily down the drain and was lost to view. In a minute or so, there came three quick jerks on the string, and Mr. Little carefully hauled it up. There, at the end, was Stuart, with the ring safely around his neck.
"Oh, my brave little son," said Mrs. Little proudly, as she kissed Stuart and thanked him.
"How was it down there?"
asked Mr. Little, who was always curious to know about places he had never been to.
"It was all right," said Stuart.
But the truth was, the drain had made him very slimy, and it was necessary for him to take a bath and sprinkle himself with a bit of his mother's violet water before he felt himself again. Everybody in the family thought he had been awfully good about the whole thing.